Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE 851 on KSJE. It's Tuesday, of course. Time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. That's when I get to talk with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. And Amber is joining us live on the phone this morning. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for being with us. And let's talk about some of the pets that are available at the shelter this week. You're still pretty full, aren't you?
Yes, unfortunately, we are still pretty full. This is just a small segment of the dogs and cats we have here. And first on the list is Hank.
Okay.
He is a rust-tinted bully breed. He's a little pity mix, and he will melt your heart. He is a man or a woman's best friend and is always eager to please. He likes going and taking walks or running around in the yard, chasing toys. He's done well with other dogs. He's just waiting for someone to come in and fall in love with his smile and his goofy personality and take him home.
Okay. He is a good-looking dog, so there you are. That's Hank, available this week at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, as is Arlo.
Yes, Arlo is a solid black pity. Can be a little timid at times, but he's always up for a good time to go walking in the park, or he loves his little pup cups that we make him here for enrichment. He's 2 years old and ready for his forever home, so you just got to come in and meet him and meet that smile as well if you can see it.
Right, exactly. He's got a big smile for sure. That's Arlo, available this week as well. And what about Pepperoni?
There's no denying Pepperoni is the party of life of the party. He is always up for attention and toys and will sit for his treats. He's done well with other dogs here at the shelter. He's just waiting for a family to call his own and is up for a lifetime of family love and adventures.
Okay. All right. That's Pepperoni. And we have one cat on the list this week, Meadow.
Meadow is a sweet little tabby. She's got little tiger stripes. And she is a 4-month-old kitten that's ready to roar and go explore in your house with some toys to chase and some, you know, just be a, as she gets older, be a lap cat, but she is just ready to go and wants to find her own forever home.
Okay. All right. Very, very good. And I wanted to ask you how your event went. We talked about it last week, your adoption event with the Bissell Pet Foundation. Hopefully you were able to adopt out a lot of animals last few weeks, actually.
For the last few weeks, yes, we adopted out 121 animals, but we still have plenty here for adoption. So we got to come down and see them. But we emptied a lot of kennels, got a lot of dogs and cats forever home. So it was a very, very good event. We're so thankful for the Bissell Pet Foundation for that event.
Right, very true. But you've got something else up your sleeve for starting this week, don't you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're always wheeling and dealing down here.
That's right.
We've got our adoption for any adult dog, and they have a no adoption fee, so $0 for any adult dog over 6 months. So all three of the ones on the list today, they will have their adoption fee is waived. So they come spayed, neutered, microchipped, first set of vaccines. So yeah, it's a heck of a deal.
It is a heck of a deal. Very true. I want to show the dogs that we're talking about here, right? These are the adult dogs that they were all adults on the list this week. Pepperoni would be eligible, correct?
Yep, absolutely. Oh. They're all ones on this list, and you can go on to 24 Pet Connect and do a search for just adult dogs, and it'll bring all of them up, or better yet, come down and take a look for yourself and walk through the kennels, and because some of these dogs, when you see them in their kennel and you see those puppy dog eyes looking at you, you just can't help but to take them out and get to know them.
Very true. Very true. So Pepperoni, Arlo, and Hank are all available under this deal that starts this week, correct?
Absolutely. It'll start today and it'll run through the 31st of October.
Okay, till the end of the month. There you go. Well, very good. Well, Amber, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Of course, the shelter will be open beginning at 11:30, right?
Yep, we're open 11:30 to 5:30, so come down and see us. We've got, like I said, these three plus a whole lot more. We've got over 100 animals still up for adoption. So we will help you find the perfect fit for your family, for your activity level, and hopefully you'll take a forever new best friend home.
That's right. That's the whole goal. So perfect. Well, thank you very much for joining me. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you. You have a great day.
All right, Amber, you too. Thank you. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She joins me at this time every Tuesday for our Adopt-A-Pet Tuesday segment. We always ask that you'd help us share the word if you want to help get the word out about these great deserving dogs and cats at the shelter. Just share this post from our Facebook feed or our YouTube channel with your social network friends and neighbors and everyone else you want to share this with. It'll help us increase the audience to these program. So, and whenever you're thinking about adding a new member to your family, four-legged or otherwise, we can ask you to think about adopting from one of our local shelters or rescue organizations. You can really make a difference in the life of a dog or cat. Thanks for joining me this morning, everyone. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Back with you tomorrow morning, beginning at 8 o'clock. And on tomorrow's program, we're talking about the Festival of Trees, which will be here before we know it. So stay tuned. That's coming up tomorrow morning right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.